Wake Up Kenosha with Bill and Pete, AM 1050 WLIP.
6:52, Wake Up Kenosha, AM 1050 WLIP. Wednesday morning, Bill is off, I'm Pete. Joining us now from Way Less MD and Wellness is Sherry Stoka. Sherry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing pretty well, although this is day three back after vacation, so I'm feeling it a little bit, you know, with the morning hours and everything. But
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's okay. That's for my cross to bear this morning. Like I told Jackie in the money wheel, at least I don't have to work very hard. So I've got that going for me, which is nice. But we're doing What About Weight Loss? And we've got another batch of questions. But first things first, Sherry, did you have a nice holiday? Did you enjoy your Christmas celebrations?
Yes, absolutely. We were able to all get together with family. So that was nice to see everybody because, you know, given all the circumstances these days, you never know. So yeah, I had a great time. Thank you.
Well, that's good. I did as well. And it kind of leads into our first question today. This person says, and this I think might be a common ailment this week, I ate too much over Christmas. What do I do to get back on track?
Okay. Yeah. A very common question for sure. Okay. So I think it's important to first kind of assess what your back on track looks like. You know, and then really make a plan, again, setting those specific goals, actionable goals, and really sticking to it. You know, I think it's important to mention, too, that we don't want to get in the cycle of doing the same thing over and over, hoping for a different outcome. So if something hasn't worked for you in the past, you know, that shouldn't be your plan. But really making those actionable goals, I think, is so important.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's step one, right? Identifying just what is kind of in reach, given where you are, and then taking steps to kind of move beyond that. And that kind of leads to the next question, sort of on the same track, and that's talking about 2022. I think they mean getting 2022 right off on, yes. off on the right foot when it comes to being healthier. And I would imagine it's that same first step, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, when you look at, you know, kind of the research and things that identify or what constitutes a healthy lifestyle, it's going to be five main things. Of course, this may vary, you know, depending on the person, but in order to jumpstart, it's important to get some type of exercise. The recommendation is at least 90 minutes a week. You want to make sure you're getting five servings of fruits and vegetables. If you're a smoker, stop smoking. Make sure you're getting at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep. And, of course, eat primarily whole foods. Stay away from the process. If you're doing those five things or getting close to that, you know, you're on the right track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all. And it's all very, I don't know if basic is the right word, but fundamental, I think, is actually a really good term for it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely fundamental. And I think we tend to kind of forget the simple things, the simple basic things. So if you can write those things down and look at it every day, it makes a huge difference.
And I would imagine as we look at our third question here, talking about New Year's resolutions, maybe not so much going on the diet, the generic resolutions, but picking a couple of those fundamentals, at least to start, and saying, this is what I'm going to work on in the beginning weeks of 22.
Yeah. So many people obviously are setting resolutions, and you know the term diet, you know, is kind of thrown around all the time. A diet is a very short term fix, right? So we're always helping people, you know, look at long term. What are those lifestyle changes that you can make long term? I will say, just because you know we have so many short term signature weight loss programs, those are good for jump starts for sure. But again, it's important to kind of look, what are the long-term changes that you're able to sustain? Because that's what's going to move the needle. You know, I mean, we got to stop going back to where we were every resolution. So again, those basic, you know, the basic five are a good start.
Sherry Stoka is with us from Way Less MD and Wellness. You talk about your the short-term programs there. But you have all sorts of programs that are customizable, including, and I think this is a good moment to bring it up, the 365 balance, because it's right there in the name. It's something for every day of the year or all throughout the year, maybe is a better way to describe it.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. So we developed last year a program called 365 Balance. So essentially, you get three of our programs every year. So they're at set times throughout the year. So it keeps you focused all year round. And literally, we kind of created it like a membership, like a gym membership. You pay $89 a month and you get three programs a year, and you're basically supported all year round. So if people want to know more about that, they can check out our website or definitely give us a call.
Yeah, absolutely should do that. And I'll just say from personal experience that the accountability is one of the most important things with any program, because you have Weightless MD and Wellness there to support you along the way. You're not going to get that from a magazine at the checkout counter at the latest cabbage soup diet, you know, Sherry. Like, it's just not there.
And yeah, exactly. And we're going to see a lot of that in the next couple weeks for sure.
Yeah, so stay away from some of that stuff. Or, you know, and even those other... I could rant for a long time. We only have a few seconds left, but I see it, you know, it's been almost 3 years since I started with you guys, and I've been much more aware of like the diet culture that's out there. And I know it's one of those things we could do a whole segment on. So just avoid all of that. Weightless MD and Wellness, the live and local experts that can help you get started and continue on to your goals and throughout your journey. Sherry Stoka, Weightless MD and Wellness. People are thinking about it. We're getting into the new year, past the holidays here. How can people learn more or get in touch with Weightless MD?
Yeah, again, our website has a ton of information. You can submit questions if you have questions, or, of course, you can call us at 262-226-2046.
That's it. It's just that simple. In the Southport Plaza in Kenosha and in Brookfield, and weightlessmd.com. Sherry, enjoy your New Year's holiday. Thanks for joining us in 2021, and we'll catch up with you next Wednesday in 2022 already.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry.